Hi everybody, my name is Yannick and this is Unibo Global Life Bites, the new podcast of the Alma Mater Studiorum University of Bologna. Some international friends will guide me and will help me getting my bearings throughout this journey. Studying abroad could be frightening, and this is a place to share feelings, discoveries and goals of Unibo international students. Hi everybody, or ciao a tutti as Italians say. I've always thought that being a student means more than just studying books and passing exams with flying colors. I'm looking for more. Hello Lungelo, what a nice surprise bumping into you here at the Giardini Margherita. Are you a jogger too?
Yannick, my man, what a pleasure indeed. As a matter of fact, I am. I jog here in the park every Saturday.
That's great. We could run together sometimes.
Of course, that would be amazing. So tell me about you and your sporting achievements, because for a person who's usually awake and at the park at 5 a.m. on a Saturday, I think it speaks volumes and more about your nature and personal background.
Yeah, it most certainly does, and it comes with great amount of discipline and sacrifice. Having said that, though, I'm really fond of team sports. Do you happen to know whether Unibo provides extra activities for students?
Well, Yannick, this might blow your socks off. Have you ever heard of CUSB? Spelled C-U-S-B. Oh, as they say it here, it's CUSB.
CUSB? No, never heard of it.
Ah, well, for starters, CUSB is an amateur sports association founded in 1946. It's the sports center of the University of Bologna. In fact, it has facilities in all the cities of the multi-campus, like Cesena, Forlì, Ravenna and Rimini.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, man. But there's more. CUSB has a variety of sports centers that range from individual to team sports. Pick and choose your desired sports. The association will get you covered after your medical and fitness test. Basically, that's just part of the process of getting your membership card.
Amazing. Where do I sign up? I think I'm ready.
I bet you are impressed. But wait till you meet all those cool students like you who are into sports too. However, there is a few advantages of being a member of CUSB. Like, you have 2 free passes for a gym. You can do competitive and recreational sports at discounted prices. Also, you'll receive some discounts and exclusive promotions. Man, the list goes on and on.
Whoa. I have to say I feel more at home now. Wait until my friends back home in Finland know what Unibo served me with.
Yeah, I bet it feels surreal to have these amazing opportunities outside the norms of a classroom. Hey, being in Italy and all that, don't you love the sports cars you see in the highways?
Oh, don't get me started with the cars. I also know that companies like Ferrari, Ducati and Lamborghini were born in this area.
Yeah. This area is a famous hub for manufacturing sports cars. Actually, have you ever heard of the Unibo Motorsports, the Unibo Racing Team?
No, I don't think I have.
Well, if not, just check them out. They have a reputation of their own with great achievements from various competitions. They have a great team of engineering students too.
Man, I feel so lucky being here. I'm definitely glad to know there's such outstanding professionalism even at the amateur levels.
Yeah, I feel you, Yannick.
Well, Lungelo, beyond these sporting activities, I would also like to get deeper into the Italian culture. This is, in the end, one of the reasons I came to Italy. How can I learn and understand Italianness?
Oh, well, look around, man. The air we breathe in is the Italian culture already. The landscapes, building architectures, food culture, music, even the transport system, with a little addition and modification of the modern world technology, though. Italy is basically one of the places that has completely preserved its ruins in the public eye, and each landmark just has its own history.
That is utterly true.
Yeah. Moreover, the website of Sistema Museale di Ateneo, the University Museum Network, gives you a one-click view of everything you want to know. But going to these museums is breathtaking because the artifacts are just mind-blowing. The sculptures and the historical content is actually worth the while and time. Oh,
They are all exceptional places to basically go to see, not only once, but on several occasions, to actually feel and understand the nature of how things were back then and compared to now, and to get the real glimpse of the Italian history and culture overall.
All right, that is most definitely what I intend to do. And should I decide to give up surfing the internet one night, do you have any recommendations for cinemas?
Yeah. Bologna has you covered, man. There is the Cineteca Bologna, the city's film library that organizes a summer festival with free screenings in Piazza Maggiore. You can find the schedule and the movies right there online, and you can just basically hustle to go there and do the rest, like buy the tickets and enjoy the movies. Hey, but mind you, there are also some movies in Italian which I recommend you try watching, and you will also learn the sense of humor Italians have.
Whoa, this sure is thrilling, and I feel enthusiastic to see everything now.
Yeah, bet you are. Anyway, you're welcome to take your time to learn everything and live the experiences you can.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. One last thing, though. Sometimes when I walk along Via Zamboni, I hear some beautiful music coming from one of the university's buildings. Are those students playing those melodies?
I think you're probably speaking of the students from the Collegium Musicum Choir and Orchestra of the University of Bologna. They are very talented. As a matter of fact, I have an acquaintance. She is an Erasmus student. She sang at the Christmas chorals with some of her colleagues last year in December. And it was so beautiful. You should check them out on YouTube, man.
Awesome, Lungala. I will definitely do so. This has been a very interesting chat, and I really appreciate it.
Yep, likewise. It is very, very intriguing and special to have this chat with you, too.
See you next Saturday for a run, then. Bye.
Yes, count on it. Bye, man.